This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
This is an interesting question, and I think it's come up on the show before. When it comes to buying a vehicle, do you lease your vehicle? Do you finance your vehicle? Is one better than the other? Is one riskier than the other? Saw a great Instagram post by our friend Vince Gaetano, mortgage expert, TV personality on CP24's Hot Property. He is with Monster Mortgage, and he joins us now to answer that question. Hey, Vince, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barb. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for doing this. Yeah, I'm really enjoying your Instagram posts, and this one caught my eye because it's kind of an ongoing debate, which is better, which is worse, leasing and financing. What is the difference between the two?
You know, this is this has been a long time debate, as you mentioned, and it really all depends on what type of driver you are. You know, the financing option really comes down to you own the car, and when you're leasing, you're actually renting the car with an option at the end of the term to either buy it at the set price or drop it off and get another one. And the difference between the two is quite interesting, because what you're doing when you're leasing a vehicle is the payments are actually cheaper because you're really paying off the depreciation of the vehicle to the residual value that's set in the contract. So you're always getting more car for your money because your payments are a little bit less. Whereas when you're financing, you're actually paying off the whole car. And that, it really comes down to budgeting. It comes down to, you know, what type of driver you are. Do you put a lot of kilometers on? Leases do have a lot of stipulations that penalize you if you go over certain kilometer limits. And it really depends on what you're dealing with.
Let me ask you this. You finance a car, you've got that payment plan. You lease a vehicle, your monthly payments are less, you have the option to buy at the end of the lease. Is one cheaper than the other at the very end of it all? Say you go through the lease and then opt to buy the vehicle. Is that any cheaper or more expensive than financing the vehicle from day one?
Well, the financing charges tend to be cheaper on the leasing side because you're not financing the whole price of the vehicle. But at the end of the day, when you finish paying off your car, you have a car. You actually have an asset. It's appreciating asset, so it's debatable whether it's a valuable asset or not. And when you're leasing your car, at the end of the term, you got nothing. You just have a memory that you had a nice drive, and then you have to decide whether or not you want to buy it. And if you do, does it make sense to pay the set price that they've established in the contract? And then you got to go through the financing or leasing it again. I think it really depends on what you're dealing with. Recently, I've come into both scenarios. You know, I picked up a car for my kids. They're away at university, so I got a couple of them away sharing a vehicle, and we paid for that. And we determined that, you know, there's probably going to be a little bit more wear and tear on that car than if I leased it. They're teenagers, so, you know, there may be some issues. They may not be as, you know, careful, and bumpers and scratches might come into play. So owning it doesn't give me any problems down the road when I hand it in, and I may get stuck with some costs to fix some dents or, you know, some damage inside or, you know, whatever may be. I got three boys, so, you know, they're
I got
to anticipate that. But yeah. If you're leasing, and then, you know, we leased a car for my wife and went that option. So, you know, she doesn't drive a lot of kilometers. It's mostly in the city, so she's not dealing with any excess kilometer use, and it kind of works for us. So there's, you know, there's a tale of both situations there, and
sure,
it's for different scenarios.
So let me ask you then, because you mentioned about worrying about dings and scratches and stuff. When you're leasing a vehicle, and you describe it as renting versus owning, is it that as well? So you come to the end of the lease, you have the option to buy, there's a set price. Do you then get charged on top of that if you have scratches on the vehicle, if you've gone over in the kilometers? Does that get added into the price that they're going to give you to buy it if you want to buy it?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. You know, I just went through the exercise, and the stipulations were we're allowed 20,000 kilometers per year. If okay. we go over that limit, there's a 25-cent per kilometer charge. So if we go over by 10,000 kilometers, I'm looking at an expense of $2,500 to pay for that excess use of kilometers. We did buy some insurance that covers any dings, scratches, windshield cracks up to $5,000. So, they have these insurance plans where you could kind of cover those little odds and ends that need to be repaired. We figured we'd get that. We have a dog. We have three boys, as I mentioned. So, you know, things can happen. And that gives us some peace of mind so we won't get dinged for any issues. But, you know, there's early termination costs on leases. There's, you know, the wear and tear expenses. But I think what a lot of people also like about it is the terms correspond with the manufacturer's warranty. So when you're in a lease, you're not really going to get any surprise expenses if something goes wrong with your vehicle. Whereas when you own your car and you're outside of that warranty program, whether it's 36 months or 48 months, and you have that asset, the longer you have that car, the better probability there's going to be something going on with, you know, tires, rims, some engine issues possibly. There's a lot of computer equipment on computers, on cars now. So, you know, you don't want to be changing motherboards and stuff like that. Those tend to be expensive. And, you know, you got to look at the maintenance issue. How much can you deal with surprise expenses when they come up?
I feel like I've heard before that when people have their own company, they're more likely to lease a vehicle. Is there some advantage to doing that if you have your company?
I think there is. You know, I think you got to be careful with the CRA restrictions. You could write off a certain percentage of the vehicle through the company, and then you have to take into account the taxable benefit that applies to you. So you always want to make sure that you're dealing with an accountant that could give you the proper advice to make sure you're in line with CRA regulatory requirements and rules. You don't want to go offside. The last thing you need is an auditor asking you why you're not claiming benefits from your business. But there are benefits to that. You're paying the vehicle with pre-tax income as opposed to post-tax income. So there is an advantage for sure.
Always great to have you on. Really enjoying your Instagram posts. Thank you so much for this,
Vince. Thank you so much, Barb. And everybody can follow me on Monster Vince G if they want a daily tip or strategy. Love to do this anytime.
Terrific. Thank you. We'll have you back. That's Vince Gaetano, mortgage expert, TV personality, CB24's Hot Property, monstermortgage.ca.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to pocketemploymentlawyer.ca.